Mic drop. I dropped it. I'm real echoey. I love it. Like this thing. Okay, let me get this. I'm gonna have fun.
Yeah.
So I'm a kids pastor.
Yeah.
I realize that. So, but you know what?
What?
It's gonna be a good lesson because we're gonna look at the acronym FOCUS. Because this past week we did VBS and it was FOCUS.
Right.
And we have to give partial credit to Mr. Lindsay because he kind of, it's inspired by the Holy Spirit, but he kind of gave me the idea of why not recap on VBS and let the adults have a chance to hear it. So it's going to be fun. So, but first let's pray. Ask God to help us focus. Because you know what? I don't always focus so well. I'm a squirrel. Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for the adults, the kids that are here. We pray that you just speak to our hearts in the midst of all that's going on in our lives and around us and what's coming up this week, what happened last week, Father. We just ask now for just a moment to just focus in on you, to hear your still small voice speak to us, Father. We love you and we thank you and we welcome you in this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we're going to try this morning. I told the sound booth that I'm not trying to take over, but I have too many slides to try to keep track of, and we probably sit here and be like, slide, and I guess you guys don't want. Even though I did find that cool. How many of you guys have figured that out on your phone? That new slide. Cha-cha slide?
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I figured that out this week. So, let me get in here for you guys. So, our first day we talked about the kids. We're focused on God. Which is great because it ties right into what does Pastor Jason pray about? Going back to school. We've been out of school. We've been out of work, some of us. And now let's go back. We've got to focus in. And it's like, do we focus in on schoolwork or do we focus in on what's been going on and how does it work? And it's so easy to get caught up and wrapped up in all the distractions. So Pastor Lissa knows this. A lot of you guys wear contacts and glasses. How fun is it to try to focus when you don't have your glasses or contacts? Right? Who's got good vision?
Look at the ones without glasses. They got 20/20.
All right. So some of you are going to find out what it's like to have blurry vision. So kids that ever have DBS, don't give these away because we're going to see if the adults can figure these out. Because we're going to play Get in Focus. So we're going to play a quick game because we're kids pastors and we can play games. And I lost connection up there, so we may have to have you guys do a slide for me. I had connection.
Hi.
Didn't start it. Go ahead and hit that next slide. So we're gonna play Get in Focus. It's gonna have three, or it's gonna get put up a picture that's out of focus. You can see if you can figure it out, and each one will get a little clearer. So, first slide for me. Any idea?
Helicopter.
Alright, do it again.
Eyeglasses.
There you go, it's coming into focus. Let's go again. Eyeglasses. Alright, next one. Any idea? I can see it from up here. And of course I know it.
Shark.
Okay. Next one. Magnifying glasses. Okay. Got it? Binoculars. Okay? Here you go. There you go. How about this next one? Microscope. And final one. Contacts. Yep. There you go. So what do those all have in common? They help you see things, don't they? So, what does it have to do with what we're talking about? Focus in on what you can see. Romans 1:20 tells us, you said you'd find it here. Romans 1:20 says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. right? So how do we know God? By what we see. He explains it to us. He shows us in his creation. Romans tells us that through creation, the wonders of the world, that we can see God. We can't see him personally, but we can see it through creation. But you know what? Kids, it's easy to amaze, isn't it? Right? But as adults, we get pretty caught up, right? It's kind of hard to amaze us. Because we want to figure it out. But when was the last time that we just marveled at something? At a sunset, at a creation that he made. And just marveled at it for being it. Okay? Because Pastor Alyssa, and I know she gets it from Mr. Lindsay, they got to know how it works and why it works and why what happened happened. She likes watching those mystery shows. The unsolved mysteries, it's like, yeah, I'm clueless. It's like, it happened, they didn't figure it out, okay, but she's definitely into trying to figure out the mystery. Why is it working that way? Why? There's a reason. But, and one of those things is something that me and Pastor Alyssa, as Christians, we talk about a lot, and we try to figure it out. We talked about this yesterday. The second coming, right? We got to figure it out. When's he coming? He's got to be coming. Look at the signs. It's definitely a sign. He's actually coming. We try to figure it out, don't we? What about faith of just believing? He says that he's coming, right? But we got to figure it out. Is this it? And I told Pastor Alyssa yesterday that sometimes I wonder if that us trying to figure out things sometimes negates our witness. You know, we talk about the second coming. How many times have we heard it? Y2K. The world is going to come to an end in 2000. Some of these kids weren't even supposed to be around. How many were born after 2000? Yeah. The whole center row. Think about this. So if that's, remember 2000 though? 1999, the whole thing we heard is we thought all the computers were going to crash, everything was going to go down, and the world was going to end at midnight. Right? And then 1205, we were still safe. It was okay. Nothing happened. But we had all those thoughts, and we tried to figure it out. This could be it. This could be it. But how many times does that look, the outside world look at us and be like, really? What happened to it coming? It didn't happen. Okay? So we simply have to remember that he says neither we don't know the day or the hour. Every day Christ reveals to us who he is in the world around us in our faith journey. And what if knowing God? Because it's called a faith journey, right? So what if knowing God is having faith is exactly that. Trusting him when we can't see. Believing him when we can't feel it. Hoping when there is no hope. Knocking when there's no answer. Having the faith to rest and allow God to move, and everything within us wants to try and fix it. So we need to learn to focus on what we can see. Right? Because it's easy to get caught up with what we do see and how it's not working. Okay? So that's F. Focus. Which means we need to spell focus, so O. When we think about O, let's look at the next slide. Observe. Right? Observe and hear from God. Matthew 7. Going back a couple chapters. Matthew 7:24. Talking about the wise and foolish builders. Remember this, kids? Right? Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came. The winds blew in and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and it was a great fall. Right? What are we building ourselves on? Can our folks sit on God? And then what are we building ourselves on? Listen and observe his teaching, right? Let's steal Pastor Jason's Bible for a second, right? Get in it, right? Get into your phone. Get onto your digital devices. Or get into your Word. observe his teaching, right? And then put it on to practice. I keep telling Pastor Lissa, it's easy for me. On these digital devices, how many of you guys find it easier to scroll? Right? Do you really focus in and read that? Or are you just scrolling? It's easy to scroll. Or if you're reading hard copy, it's sometimes easier to focus. But get into that word. Study it. Pray it. Seek it out. You know, crave his word. When was the last time we craved his word? And then put it into practice. Because you know what? When we get into this, what happens? Changes us and we hear from God, don't we? We hear from him. Okay? Because we can hear from God. We can hear from him. Right? Think about the Old Testament. Who wants to live in the Old Testament where you didn't hear from God? It would be Pastor Jason going in and talking to God for you and then coming back and telling you. But you stood outside the inner room. Right? What a privilege and honor that we can go to the throne room. We don't have to have a priest go for us. We can go. We're allowed into the inner courts. We're allowed to offer the sacrifices. Jesus tore that veil so we can enter in. How cool is that? We can go in. He wants us at his feet. He wants our requests there. He wants our burdens, our cares. He wants to celebrate with us in that inner room. He wants to commune with us, fill us. No one else has to do it for us. I told Pastor Lissa how foolish it would be for us to waste a plane ticket to an exotic destination. Right? So it is with God. Every morning we have that opportunity, anytime we want. Because we told the kids that we can pray anytime, anywhere, about anything. Right? Anytime. In the middle of the store, in the middle of a problem at school. We can anytime go to him. So the same goes for the opportunity to hear from God. As easily as we can go and talk to him and bring him requests, we can just as easily hear from him. But we got to listen. It doesn't do no good if we're not going to be listening. So are we spending the time observing the word, and are we listening for a still small voice? So, what's our next slide, guys? Yep, there's a hear from God. Okay? Next one. That was our power, our main verse. Let us keep looking to Jesus. He's the one who started the journey of faith. He's the one who completes the journey. He completes the journey for us. All right, next slide. How do we know what God wants us to do? Right? We get in his word. We pray. And then we listen. Next one. So there we go. You can talk with others about what we believe. Matthew 6, 13 through 19. This verse really sticks out to me. I really like this verse. It says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? The Son of Man? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon, for Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Love that question. Who do you say I am? Right? Who do you say I am? There's a million and one things that he can be. Right? But who do you say I am? I realized this morning as we worship, that's why I was doodling notes. Have you ever doodled notes in the middle of worship, Pastor? You just add it to it because something just really... Yeah. So we were singing, holy, holy, holy. And I was just mesmerized by the thought of, how do we worship him? Because I caught myself reflecting. You go back to the manger, and then you go back to some of the miracles he did. You go back to the cross. You go back all those things, which isn't a bad thing. But do you worship him for who he is today to you? Sometimes we get caught up and we just worship him because he did this and he did that, but we truly worship him for what he did today, but what he did this week. So do you see him dressed as a story long ago or as a relevant king and friend for today? And are you worshiping him for that? So the first question is, who do you say I am? Who is God to you? Who am I? Is he just an acquaintance? A friend? Is he your God, your king? Some of you, he's your healer. Your savior, your life, and your next breath. When you can clearly answer this question and know that he is your all in all, and more, and Lord of all your life, then we can move on to the second question. I think this is the next slide, guys. Then we can answer that question. What's God doing in your life right now? See, how cool is that? And when we get excited about that, what happens? What happens when you get excited about something? Vacation? You're going to tell everybody. So we need to get excited about what God's doing in our life. And then we're going to start sharing, because we talked with the kids about conversating with others. So our C is conversate. Focus in on what you can see, observe, and then conversate with others. Okay? What's he doing? Get excited. Allow him to work in your life, and then you'll have something to share with those around you. Because, yes, we need to share this with those, but people want real right now. They want to know what's going on with you, of you were hurting, and God did this. Your testimony is more powerful sometimes. They see it in skin. Right? It's easy to talk about our sports, though, isn't it? We avoid all those touchy subjects. But think about how naturally it comes when we talk about our sports or our hobbies, our vacations, and a million and one different good things. But when was the last time that we came out of what God was doing? Your words, deeds, actions, and reactions all reflect Him and point others to Him. Right? How many of you guys know our reactions are always the greatest? Right? But people are watching. Okay? So, day four, we talked about unceasing prayer. I think that's the next slide for you guys. Right? So, our use stands for unceasing prayer. We pray anytime. Right? How cool is that? Whatever we're facing, no matter what, we pray whenever. So, but as I said, we've got to focus when we pray. So we talked about how we focus on something you discover a lot more about. We take a closer look, that's when we find out something that maybe you never knew. Okay? We focus on Him and pay attention to the amazing world He created. Take our burdens to Him. Then we really truly hear and see from Him. So, you know what? I think they need a break.
Okay.
Should we play another game?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, next slide, guys. All right, next one, sorry. Super Zoom. I'm going to show you an image. These are everyday objects. You guys should know what these are. Okay? So let's look at the first slide. Any idea? Don't give it away, kids. Who said it? Oh, is it him? Okay. I thought I learned it. It is Velcro. Very good. I thought that was a little kid.
Oh.
What about that? Any idea?
Shepherd.
Nope. It's a B-I. B-I?
Uh-huh.
All right, next one. We just ate these probably this week. That's a cucumber. How many guys ate a cucumber this week? Okay. Next one. Any ideas? Onions. Okay, next one. Popcorn. What do you think? Think about this. Some of you guys probably went on vacation and went to and put your feet sand. Sand. Okay? Next one. This one's easy. It's staples and paper. Okay? How about this one?
Fossil.
You eat this too. It is salt.
Salt.
How about that one? Nope. Close. It's actually a butterfly wing. How cool is that? How about focusing on God's creation? Is there any more? Alright, that's it. How cool are those though? Sometimes we just see creation, we don't focus in on it, do we? How many of you have been watching a show you love, and then just as you wait to see whose chicken parmesan is the judge's favorite, he goes to commercial break? Right? It's like, hey, come eat at our restaurant, buy this awesome toy, and watch this other show instead. How do you feel like that? Do you just lose your focus? Your brain's like, wait, how am I supposed to pay attention to anything when everybody's shouting at me? So, or what about this?
Ouch.
Who's been having ever had a conversation all of a sudden?
Ding.
What's your first reaction? And what do you reason? What if it's an emergency? Right? You tell yourself, we did this yesterday. We try to tell ourselves when we go on date day that leave the phones alone. And then you get to looking for directions or you look for something and then next thing you know you're on Facebook and, right? But you hear that inevitable ding. How many of you guys have been half asleep and heard it and you're up? Yeah. The inevitable ding. Or, what else is on here? You got your calendars, right? Sometimes you feel like you're bouncing from one thing to another, right? Kids, you go from school to sports to this now. Our parents go from work to church to get the kids to dance, right? Always something to do. Dishes to do, errands to run, laundry, lawn mowing. You have to find time to brush your teeth, hopefully. Take a shower, right?
Yes.
So much to do. But what if we just put it away for a while? Just to breathe. Everything that's going on in life, trying to get there, your attention, just to breathe. Right? Just focus in on Him. Because we can talk to God at any time. So think about this. I'm going to use some kids now. So, because we can talk to God at any time. I don't know how I got out of sync. I think I might be out of sync, but I don't. It's okay. Because Jesus talked about how we should pray, didn't he? Matthew 6, 5. When you pray, do not be like those who only pretend to be holy. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners. They want to be seen by other people. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who can't be seen. Your Father will reward you because he sees what you do secretly. Right? Do you need one of these? You don't have to say, attention everybody, I'm going to pray. Right? We don't, do we? It's not supposed to be that way. It's not about wanting others to see us. It's for us to just get away. Plug in. Okay? So in Matthew 6, 7, 8, he says, when you pray, don't keep talking on and on. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. How cool is that? How many parents have known that? You've watched out the window what your kid has done, and they're like, yep, they're coming in for that. Right? Or you've seen their brother or sister pick on them, and they come running towards the house, you know that, oh, they're tattling. Here we go. Okay? But maybe you're not even sure how to pray because you're not sure if the words you say sound quite right. Good news. We don't have to think of the perfect words to talk to God. We just conversate with Him. We don't need to speak formally like we talk to a member of royalty. Just be yourself. Talk to God about anything. So, I'm going to have... Let's have the three Biddles and Natalie and Sophia come up here. Or actually, two Biddles and three First Nelsons. See, look at that. Mariah, Abby, is it safe to go down here with the mic, or does it scream? We'll find out. If it screams, it's not my fault. I didn't do it. So, I'm going to have you guys help me. You're going to hold up this word when I tell you to. Hold it towards you. And hold you towards you. You hold that one, and you hold that one. And then you hold that one. And you show it to them when I tell you to. So, helper number one, Caleb. Show him your sign. Hold up so that they can see. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. Honor, right? Yeah. May your kingdom come. May what you want to happen be done on earth as it is done in heaven. What who wants? What God wants. And then, Sophia, give us today our daily bread. What I need. All right, Abby. And forgive us our sins, just as we also have forgiven those who sin against us. Forgive me, right? And then, Mariah, what's the last one? Keep us from sinning when we are tempted. Save us from the evil one. Protect me, right?
Amen.
But do we pray like that? We don't, do we? We don't need to use those exact words, do we? We can memorize them. How many guys memorized that as a kid? And can say it now. Very important. But it just gives us a great example to follow, too. You know what? How many of you guys get in ruts? Right? In routines? We just do it because we do it. We pray about the same thing, or we have to do it at the same time, at the same place. There's nothing wrong with that. It's always good to pray. But we might find ourselves only talking to God when we need it. Thank Him before a meal. What if we only thanked Him before we ate? Or we only talk to God before we go to bed? It doesn't have to be that way, does it? We talk about God about anything, anywhere, anytime. Okay? So, look at these things we just taught us to pray about. Okay? Does this sound more like you guys say? Dear God, you're so good. I just want to say thank you for loving me the way you do. Right? Or helper number two, please help me want the same things you want in this world. Help me show you your love to the people around me. Helper three is what you need. Please give me what I need today. Please help me with the things that are hard in my life right now. Four, I'm so sorry that I messed up. Please forgive me. Thank you for always loving me no matter what. And five, protect me from doing wrong. Help me make the wisest choice instead. Amen. What's more natural to you? You guys can have the papers. More power to you. Have a gift. That's your back-to-school gift from Pastor Alyssa Lee. So, prayer is supposed to be natural, right? How many of you guys have ever prayed in a way that made yourself feel formal and it just was awkward? Right? And then you prayed a different prayer and it was just natural. Just that natural conversation with Him. God wants to talk to you about anything. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're confused, you're upset, no matter what. Just like us as kids, those kids. Josh, do you want the kids to come ask you formally what they want and need and how they're feeling?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that with that smirk that I got from him. Right? We don't expect that from our kids. We just want them to come naturally to us. Right? Even when they don't even have words to say and they're just blubbering all over themselves. And we love when our kids come to us. Right? Because we want to hear their heart. We want to know what bugged them today at school. We want to know what bugged them at what their brother did to them. Right? Because we care. And that's how God is. Nothing's too small to be talking to Him. So, sometimes prayer can be a little scary if we're not familiar with it, but it's easy and natural. Okay? As you focus on God and give Him your attention, you'll learn more about Him. You learn about yourself too. The closer you get to Him, the more you know about yourself. The biggest thing is you discover how much He loves you. Okay? Our final point. S, right?
Yes.
So this is our final point. You can live for God by loving others, which is serving. Right? How many of you guys know that you can serve? Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And secondly, it is equally important to love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and the demands of the prophets are based on these commandments. So, bottom line, we love God by loving people. Right? I think about it often in my cashiers at work. I'm just a different manager. I'm there for the people, I'm there for the customer. I'm there for the store, making sure the store is running. But I care about the people more than I care about what's going on, you know? And that's how we need to be with others. We need to love God, so we love others. You know, because I can either be a dictator for a leader, or I can be a servant leader. Right? People see us. Now, I don't have to sit there and have a Bible in my pocket, but we can show Jesus in our workplaces. Okay? I wrote in my notes here, we don't have to be a peasant to serve either. Right? We're a child of the king. We're princesses and princes. But we don't have to be a peasant to serve either. So, just because we're heir to the throne, doesn't exclude us from serving. Right? We serve the least of these. So, I had fun sharing this. Who had fun with BBS? Can you do BBS again next week?
No!
Oh, okay. That was fun. You want to see pictures of our stage? That turned out really cool. I should have left that up. That was pretty cool. So, remember this week, what are you going to do? Focus in on what you can see. Right? By observing and hearing from God. And then you conversate and have conversations with those around you. And then you unceasingly pray all week. Right? Spend your week in conversation with God. Talk with Him in the good moments. And then serve. Okay? We're going to pray. Then who thinks we should do one song from VBS?
No!
Alright. Let's pray and we'll get there. Miss Beth is going to come help us with our final song from VBS. But me and Pastor Liz want to say thank you to those that did volunteer. Those that donated, those that volunteered. It was a good week. Right? Thank you. The Father, we thank you for this week. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives around us. We pray for our students again as they go back into the schools and the teachers, Father, that you just help our focus to be on you. There's been so much grabbing for our attention the last several months, Father, that we now just center ourselves in on you. And we just focus in on what you're doing, what you want to do, and what you're going to do in our lives and those around us. We just thank you for your love, your guidance, and your time this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Kids, you want to come up and help?
Yeah.
Kids, why don't we come up across the front?
You guys want to come up and help
do actions? We'll see if we can pick our adults up to do the actions with you guys.
So, Pastor,